This is Scream Queen Victoria DeMar. You're listening to Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna bring up the monitors a little bit there. So let's start out by hearing some of the films that you've been in so that our
John,
wonderful listener audience.
Set like the mental image of this 75-pound woman
right.
who just, I covered my ears.
Who just let myself. Out an incredibly belting scream. Is that what you're going to
That was quite
on?
Intense. Yeah, you wouldn't have thought.
Joined in the studio also by Josh. How you doing? Was that good? Is that how you do it?
You got to come more from the diaphragm, man. You got to, you from know, the support.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I think I've got it. I think I got the scream down. This is kind of from my stomach, based on what we ate tonight. What makes a scream queen a scream queen?
Oh, wow.
And did you
question.
Name yourself? Are you a self-titled Scream Queen?
No. The media deemed me a
nice.
Bona fide Scream Queen last year, 2006.
So. All right.
And then as the interviews or articles or blurbs or blogs have been written, and now it's Hollywood's hottest Scream Queen, Victoria DeMar.
Very
so
cool.
So I'll take it. I'd like to start off by saying thank you to everybody who's tuning in. I really appreciate your interest. Photo op.
You're welcome.
Oh, come on.
If you'd like to, I think we have, we have a lot of listeners tonight. I could see it right here on the big board. If you want to call into the show, hey, you can. You can call
Yay.
In at 213-252-0998, 213-252-0998, and if we like you, we'll put you on the air. Yeah.
Yes, please do call
in. If we don't like you, we're going to hang up on you right away. Because there's nothing better in radio than alienating your listenership.
The constituency, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Burn those, Bridget. Burn them.
Well, what makes a scream queen really
yes.
It was way, way before and beyond me. I mean, in the 30s with Faye Ray, she was identifiably the first scream queen. So, you know, and you know, you can Google it, and you can Whittaka it or whatever.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
I think Whittaka is a place, and Wikipedia is a state of mind.
There you go, and it'll give you like a definition, like an extremely attractive actress who stars in a horror movie and screams and runs around and.
Did you always want to be a scream queen?
Often save the day. You know, my favorite films as a kid were horror movies. And I'll tell you, it's be careful what you wish for. I couldn't be happier. Horror is the most popular genre.
Is it really?
It is.
Is that confirmed?
I believe it. It has been. I mean, you know, worldwide.
Well, you know, it's an affordable genre to make if you're trying to break in to the film business. And it has a lot of appeal, so that's a pretty good combination.
It does. The collectors, I mean, predominantly in the predominant genre of collectors is horror. I mean, it's just a fact. So it's great.
When exactly did you decide you wanted to start getting involved in these horror films?
Auditioning for absolutely everything that I could audition for that I knew I could play. That I knew I could nail if called in. And it was in a Roger Corman movie. Legendary filmmaker Roger Corman. He was producing this. He didn't direct this. But and it was shot at the Venice Studios. That was the last film shot there, I have to say, I got to work on. Which, I mean, when I was there, I was like, I'm in. This is it. This is awesome. My God. You know, working for the godfather of horror. You know? It would, you know, they would, that and George Romero. I don't know. I may have had a heart attack on his set. But it was Slaughter Studios. It was a comedy horror. And
The film was called Slaughter Studios.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a comedy horror that involves midgets and clowns and cleavers.
No, you know, a bunch of girls.
No, I'm wrong. That's how I would make it. Now, what was it?
There wasn't a camping scene, but it was about a bunch of...
What's the point?
It was a filmmaker and aspiring actresses getting together to make a horror movie at a studio. And the horror movie, and the studio's haunted, and the ghost has taken everybody
out. It's like a film within a horror film.
Yeah.
It's like a horror film within a horror film.
It was great.
And Corman produced it. Who directed it? Do you remember?
Brian Katkin.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Where can people find that these days?
Hollywood Video, 2020 Video, Blockbuster, I believe, carries it. It was one of very, very seldomly B-level horror movies play theatrically. And very seldomly. And this was one that did so in L.A. And if it's going to screen in any city, either L.A. or New York are your best bets. And so it played for about a month theatrically in Los Angeles only. Yeah.
That's really good.
Went to video and DVD, which was fantastic, and you know it was packed. And I have to say, I wasn't the star of that film, but I'm starring in a film called Werewolf in a Women's Prison,
which we want to hear all about.
Yes. Yeah, and that's,
is there a camping scene?
That's the next one. There is. It opens with a camping scene.
Josh with the hard questions.
The Boy Scout in me coming out.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Let's listen to a song, and when we come back, I want to hear all about Werewolf in a Women's Prison. And we'll hear some tracks from some of your movies, too.
Great.
Hopefully some screaming. Maybe some...
You know, there's not too much screening on the clips that I brought, I don't think, but...
There's some choice lines, right?
There certainly are. There certainly are.
Can't wait to
I don't think
them.
Anybody wants to hear the scream anymore after the beginning of this show. I think they got it.
Oh, I think there's always room for another scream.
I say we take her to the subway and just let her loose. Start screaming on the metro.
Yeah, that's good. We'll do standing room only on location on a moving subway. Yeah. More after this.
Just kidding!
So, how would you describe your theatrical training? Like, how did you prepare to become an actress?
Well, I started performing as a child.
Really?
I was one of those. Yeah, I was like six. At seven, officially, my training started. And, you know, when I was 10, 11, I was putting on performances in the driveway to Prince and dancing around and the whole thing. So
Can't go wrong with Prince.
Yeah, making short films with my uncle at 13. It's kind of, it was a progression.
Purple Rain Prince?
Yeah. The artist formerly known as Prince.
I love Prince still.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, Prince is good. Prince is good. No, I can totally see you as like a little girl doing a whole routine.
Oh, I mean, tickets. I had the seat set up.
Oh, wow.
For 25 cents, of course.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
I mean,
great.
The costumes, the whole thing. So, you know, then
25 cents, that was pretty steep.
You know, I was trying to make a little extra cash, and I didn't want to be too unreasonable, but, you know.
That's pretty good.
This was the 80s, technically, I guess, so. My allowance was generous, so it was just some extra money.
the Ivanka
trickle down theater economics is where that comes from.
And then it progressed to shooting short films with my uncle. My uncle was an Emmy nominated director, so I mean,
oh,
at 13,
wow, okay.
We were playing
so
around.
You did.
Our
so you had a connection
serious.
There, yeah.
actually, he passed away way before.
Oh, okay.
I really started to progress seriously. So, it really began. We took our making our family movies very seriously with credits and everything.
All my family movies are me as a really chubby kid in our backyard trying to jump into the yard pool and just erase that fast.
Well, I think I knew which direction I was going even yet then, because it was a thriller we made called Sweet Suspicion, and it was a thriller. And like I was this mastermind
sweet
killer.
Sweet Suspicion. I don't think I knew the word suspicion when I was a kid. Sweet, yay!
So I think I knew very early on where I was going.
What was your first big Scream Queen film?
Azira Blood from the Sand, because I co-starred in that with Julie Strain, and that was available on DVD last year and released at the Fangoria Horror Magazine Convention at the Burbank Hilton. And that was a beginning of that.
What's that movie about? Can you set it up for people?
It's a demon witch that arises because a virgin's blood has been spilt on the sand where
hate it when
she
that
lies
happens.
Beneath, and she rises up, possesses me, and I take everybody out. It's fantastic.
So you get to take everybody out.
Yes, I'm usually the killer.
Okay.
I'm usually the killer.
Excellent. Are you the killer in the werewolf prison?
I am.
And women movie?
Yes. I'm camping.
The three components that I remember from that title.
Yeah. Oh, it's unforgettable, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm camping with the boyfriend. We get attacked by a werewolf. He dies. I get bitten. And I wake up in a maximum security women's prison. And
but you're a werewolf.
I'm trying to tell them I was attacked by a werewolf and kill my boyfriend. And I turn into the werewolf and take everybody out.
All right.
It's awesome.
Did you say where that film was available? I can't remember.
That film will be available on DVD September of this year, 2007. You can buy it early at the Fangoria Horror Magazine Convention, again this year at the Burbank Hilton. It's May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And they're actually having a theatrical screening of this B-film on May 19th. It's a midnight screening at the Beverly Cinema in Hollywood. And again, it's very rare that B-level films get a theatrical screening. So if it does well, they'll do more, I'm sure. And it's just an example of why this film is really this generation's cult classic. This Jeff Leroy picture is like no other. And it's really making a splash, and it's awesome.
Fantastic.
Very cool. Yeah, totally.
And you're appearing, right? Where are you appearing?
Yes, I will be there all 3 days in the main room at the Fangoria convention at the Burbank Hilton. You can log on to Fangoria.com to get all tickets and details.
Now, when people walk up and approach you, do you give them an autograph or do you actually stab them in the arm?
No.
Just scream at them?
Hi! I'm Victoria DeMara. Nice to meet you.
Because I would want to be stabbed by a scream queen. I mean, I think I would want to stab, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's give and take, right? Yeah, you stab and get stabbed, and that's what I would expect. So, our listeners out there, expect to be stabbed if you walk up.
Many of them have probably as well.
Yeah, right.
Screwdrivers.
Many of our listeners in prison have probably been stabbed. That's true.
What's up, Folsom?
It's all very true. It's all very true. Oh, maximum security. How's it going?
Yeah.
D block.
It might be kind of scary.
Yeah, Kill Radio is very popular in the American penal system.
If you're on death row serving 20 to life.
You're like, why not check out commercial-free, corporate-free internet radio?
We get them in with the kill.
That's right. If only I'd known about Kill Radio, I wouldn't have gone down my life of crime. That's true.
Do you have any... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you have any future movies coming up that you're getting... That are getting ramped up in production, or you?
Oh yes, I constantly have a slate of what I have done that's in post production, what I'm in production with now, and what I'm in pre production with. So if you go to my website, www.screamqueendamar.com, go to the news section, it will give you my slate. And I'm actually leaving this interview tonight and going to work, going to the set.
Wow!
Nice. To work on a night shoot tonight on a film.
Wow!
So.
Can you say what film it is?
Yes, it's the Anna Nicole Story.
Oh right!
Yes.
Oh whoa, with Bobby Trendy.
Bobby Trendy.
Check that. Am I thinking the right? No, I'm thinking Anna Nicole.
Is he cast in that? The Anna Nicole Story.
The one who with the kid in the Bahamas.
They're making it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's a guy Bobby Trendy who's going to be in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Finally, a vehicle for Bobby Trendy. I don't know who that is.
I read a lot of Parisian.com.
I'm sorry. I apologize to him that I wasn't sure who that was. I mean, I'm not even sure who the girl's name is who's playing Anna Nicole. I know that she's also a dancer. She was on Dancing with the Stars, and you know that she's lovely. But I'm not even certain what her name is.
Do you kill her in the movie?
Oh no.
That would be awesome. It's all coming out.
Right. Yeah.
It's not. It's a drama. It's a
special twist on the story.
Yeah. No. No. I don't.
Oh, so you're branching out into like less.
Oh, I've done comedies, I've done dramas. Horror and thriller and sci-fi aren't the only genres I've stuck to. Most of them. But I'm doing more and more comedy and drama now.
Have you done dramedies?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you done dramas?
If you want to call it that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How do you get cast in all your horror film? Do you have like a horror film agent or?
No, I look for work 7 days a week, like 6 to 8, 9 hours a day, just myself. Not counting what any representative does for me. So
right.
I'm just out there looking for work all the time myself and working on working works. So.
Right.
Cool.
So do you have any advice for people who are out there who want to get into the Scream Queen game of how to start looking for a job?
Start auditioning. All working actors or aspiring to work actors and professional actors, all of them know of all the online casting sites that are out and available, and to seek them out, and they're worth it. And you know, just constantly be looking in the trades, constantly be looking online for the work, and just submit and get in there and get some experience. It's a progression.
Right.
All right. Let's listen to you brought in some material for us to listen to. We're ready to listen to it. So what is this going to be?
The first clip is from Werewolf in a Women's Prison.
All right. And get some dialogue going on here.
I think it begins with a little scariness. And it goes into the scene.
Did you just burst into flames?
Yes.
Miss Randall, do you know why you're here?
You bastards think I killed Jack. I told you, I'm innocent.
Oh yes, that's right. A werewolf killed your boyfriend.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. Some kind of creature attacked us. Look at my shoulder.
When we found you, dogs were eating what you left on your boyfriend. And they were about to eat you when we arrived. It's nothing more than a bite from a dog.
Robert Goulier.
I want a lawyer. What's so funny? I want a lawyer. You have to let me speak to a lawyer. I have rights.
What you doing?
Oh, this is another film.
Making margaritas, you want one?
Sure.
What film is this?
Yeah, I wanted to put lime slices on the top, but I can't find a single knife in the kitchen.
Where's Richard and Devi?
I think they're arguing, and I think I heard your name a couple times.
Perfect. Little jealousy will make her appreciate what she has, don't you think?
I don't know. She seemed pretty mad.
I want to make Richard jealous, too. Will you do me a favor and pretend to like me?
Well, I don't think I'd have to pretend, but I doubt Richard's going to be jealous of me. I mean,
you underestimate yourself. Angel likes you?
Jess?
Sure. You know, girls don't like unattached guys. They seem so desperate.
It's
girls
true.
Figure if another girl likes them,
I really am.
Then they must be worth having. Like I said, a little jealousy will make her appreciate you.
I don't know.
I'm a girl. Trust me.
Yes. Yes. Wow. That was fantastic. It's the next film we're going to look
You're
at?
You're kind. This is Deadly Beloved.
I'm a girl. People trust me.
Yes. Deadly Beloved, directed by Gregory Holderbach. And again, Werewolf in a Women's Prison was directed by Jeff Leroy.
Said drinking was bad, you know.
No, he didn't.
I think I would know.
Then why would he turn water into wine?
Maybe that was taken out of context.
He didn't have a problem with sex either.
What was that?
I said he didn't have a problem with sex either.
He and the apostles were chaste.
Do I look like an apostle to you?
Guys, I don't appreciate this being brought up in front of Jess either.
But apparently there's no problem bringing up my drinking?
That's not private. You're drinking already right in front of her. And she knows just by watching us what a drunk you are.
Anyone can tell by watching us we haven't fucked in months. Oh. Which might have to do with my drinking. Or maybe I drink because you've managed to suck every little bit of fun out of my life.
Ow.
But hey.
Snap.
At least you can still suck something.
Oh.
The first quote in that scene was, Jesus doesn't approve.
Jesus says drinking is bad.
Jesus says drinking is bad. That was fantastic. Jesus says drinking is bad. Is this another one?
Yes, this is the last clip on this DVD.
What film is this?
Hitting Rock Bottom.
Right. Is that bitch dead or what? Yeah, she's fucking dead. What do you think?
Yeah, with a smell like that, she has to be dead.
Is that bitch dead or what?
Does she have any shit on her? Take her pockets.
Damn, bitch, you're ruthless.
All right.
Excellent. That was great.
On Kill Radio, you can swear, by the way.
Oh,
so
geez.
You don't have to worry about
it. Totally blanked and forgot saying, that it was on there. Probably.
Saying, well, it's no problem, actually.
It's sort of like in your bylaws, right?
Yeah, you actually have to swear, so or you're not allowed to leave the building.
Oh, and I'm sorry. The Hitting Rock Bottom was directed by Desi Torrey.
Some good quotes in there. Is that bitch dead?
Does she have any shit?
Does she have any shit on her?
Yeah, so I was playing a crackhead in that fine feature.
Well, does she have any shit on her? Check her pockets. She's got to be dead if she smells that bad. Was that in it?
Yes. With a smell like that, she has to be dead.
Smell like that, she has to be dead. Fantastic.
So that was a little funness for you.
What has been your favorite project to work on so far?
Oh, God. That is so very difficult. There are so many. I hate to sound...
Remember all your directors silly. And producer buddies are listening.
Pick only one.
Oh, see, it's just impossible just to pick only one. I'm just too crazy about most of the people that I work with. I've worked with several of the people that I currently work with multiple times. So it's great to work with your friends.
See, you're afraid they're all listening, and
no,
so you don't want to single any one of them.
They know. No, they know I feel that way. Always telling them how much I love them. I really enjoy working with Jeff Leroy and Vincent Blanchio. I really enjoy working with Corky Quakenbush.
Do you have a dream plot for a movie you want to be in? With the screen dream plot, I guess. I mean, is there like the one werewolf from London on the moon versus, you know, teenage soccer queens or something?
That sounds awesome. I would definitely consider
robot
that.
Versus monkey. Yes. Robot versus monkey.
Well, Psycon Invaders was a real fun sci-fi feature that I did with Jeff Leroy. It's in Japan right now. It'll be coming domestic soon.
Nice.
So,
how's it doing in Japan?
Well,
yeah,
of course.
Oh, well, I wasn't finished with my favorite movie question, so I'm going to continue to prod and ask that question.
Now would be a good time to scream.
Yeah, just scream and run out of the room. What would you say was your favorite scene to do then in all of your movies? What was your all-time favorite scene to do? Hopefully it's something that involved buckets and buckets of fish chum.
It actually involved live rats, which I have a serious phobia to. And I think that that was the most memorable scene because it was the most difficult. Because I was trying to do my job, but I was really petrified.
The screams were real.
It was just... I mean, my screams are always real, but it was... I was the most scared. I don't know. That was a frightful... It was frightful. I didn't know how I was reacting was going to be okay for what. I mean, they were rolling, you know. I just didn't know it was going to happen.
Trying to control like the freak out.
Yeah, and I don't want to step on one. There were so many. You don't understand. And I was just completely freaked out. And I'm thinking of my cats, and like it was just crazy.
And the rat guy's like, "Don't crush my rats." It's not that kind of movie.
Each one of those rats is worth $10,000.
I couldn't even like look at them. I didn't even want to go into the office where their holding tank was. It was very difficult.
Were they like highly trained Hollywood rats from a rat wrangler?
No, I think they were from Petco or something.
Yeah.
Petco rats.
Right, or did they just take you to Hollywood Boulevard and just start shooting? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's a possibility. But no, they were pet healthy, clean, I guess. Our rats
but they didn't
clean.
Like to be stepped on.
But you know, I didn't want to step on though. I didn't want to hurt one of them or one of them to hurt me. And it was just craziness. It was craziness. So but
what's happening exactly in that scene that you're dealing with rats?
It was in Werewolf in a Women's Prison, and the rats were getting the sense that I was turning.
Oh,
to the creature,
okay.
And they were coming at me. You know, when the moon was
like,
appearing,
like a canary in a mine, the rats.
Rats let you know when there's a werewolf coming.
The
out.
Rats can predict werewolf. Wow, that's pretty cool.
But those rats are on the brink of stardom now because there's talks now of a killer rat movie, a Jeffrey Leroy feature.
Oh, nice.
So they're
the rats are going to be sitting poolside with cigars and sunglasses.
You got to get those rats on your show.
Yeah, can you help us book the rats?
I might be able to arrange that.
Can you imagine the look on Ross's face? Ross has the show after mine. Ross's face when he walks in here and there are 1,000 rats in the studio.
That would be craziness. Yeah.
I'm all for it. I'm 100% for it. Let's do it. Wow. Let me ask you this then. What was your least favorite scene to do? Just like the most horrible, most brutal, just to do. It might have turned out really well, but the one that was the least
was like challenging physically or emotionally, or just like I hated
the
scene.
All of the above. Just the one you look back and you think, I never want to have to do that scene again.
Well, at the time, it was the rat moment. But then
I
learned to appreciate what that moment provided for the film. So I'm willing to.
Once the rats got agents, they just kind of
settled down a little bit. They got good ones.
They really cleaned up.
A good agent's important.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
I know. I asked the tough questions on this show.
It was in a quirky Quakenbush feature.
Mm-hmm.
that is currently untitled. And, I mean, it's gone through titles, but let's just say it's untitled at this moment in time.
Okay.
Right on.
I was abducted and tortured, and some of the torture scenes were extremely difficult, both physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
I would do it again. I'm an actor that likes to take a risk because if you follow through when you're taking a risk, whether you fall on your face or not, people initially, hopefully, will respect the fact that you took that risk and at least you followed it through.
So you gave it a shot, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not every actor can take a risk. And I think if you can take one, you should do it.
Oh, we have a caller. Let's put them on the line.
On the air. Who is this? Hello?
Oh no, did they hang up?
I don't know if that's
it probably blew out someone's eardrum.
Heavy. Hello? Hello?
We can't hear you. Oh.
I'm not so sure about that caller.
All right.
I heard some fiddling around going on. So I don't know. But if you're a legitimate
caller, she's on her cell phone. She may not be able to. She's probably going, "Hello."
Yeah, it's just you blew out my ear. I can't hear anymore.
I've lost my sense of balance. I'm stumbling through the streets. Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear a big car crashing noise. I hope we didn't. 213-252-0998 is the number to call if you'd like to call in. And if it didn't work out for you the first time, please try again.
Yes, please try again.
Use the other ear.
Use the other ear.
Good advice.
We'll put you on. Okay, so what were we talking about?
We were talking about being tortured.
Right.
And taking a risk.
And I taking think actors who take risks.
Yeah, if you can take, if you can do it, it's worth it. You'll grow.
Well, I imagine there are those scenes that you do where you would be willing to do it again, and you think that it turned out really well. But if you had the choice, it wouldn't necessarily be your first choice of scenes to do again.
Yeah, you know, another scene comes to mind in a feature directed by T.A. Williams called Stolen Moments of September that has a June 2007 release. And I was tortured. I had a torture scene. And it was really, really difficult, actually. That comes to mind as well. Huh, and that was one of those things where it was like, I have to do it again because it could have been even better. So it goes both ways.
Right.
Isn't that sort of like a trend in horror sort of genre films, the whole torture scenario? Like all these movies coming out now seem to be like, it's like Saw. Mm-hmm. It's like, it doesn't have to be, it just have to see someone like in intense pain for 10 minutes.
Right. I mean, and these aren't graphically like gore. These are actually thrillers. So, but again, along the lines, I don't know, gore is very attractive to some people. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. There are a lot of those. I read a script recently written by Dan Donnelly that really is a difficult read, which was fantastic. I loved it, which means it will be a difficult play. And people, you know, controversy, I'm telling you, and people like it and they hate it. And then they have to talk about why they like it and why they hate it.
Right,
so
right.
It's if you can, trend. You know, if you can do it, do it.
Hostel is another one of those films. Hostel. Turistas, all of those.
Captivity,
came out
all right. that, all those sort of films. Yeah.
Right. That Captivity is a new one.
They're all getting on the bandwagon. Hostel 2 is coming out.
Yeah, and these are all major
like Hostel
studio,
wasn't bad,
right?
You know, really horror releases, nationwide, worldwide. So yeah, it's the most popular genre.
Yeah,
it
just makes them a lot of money. I do advertising for film companies, so it makes them bank.
Oh, yeah. Now they know which Josh you are. They're gonna come to your house.
No, there's two Joshes where I work.
I'm concerned about that person.
Oh, the person who called in. It sounded to me like they were breathing heavily, which is why I hung up the phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they were a heavy breather.
Oh.
We get those occasionally here on Static Group only.
Okay.
Do you have a stalker question?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, but I was going to ask it after we listened to this clip that you brought in. So this is the other DVD.
So, this is from A Zero Blood from the Sam, which was co-directed by Vincent Bellancio and Scott Evangelista.
All right. And should we just take a listen?
Yeah.
Those names sound like crazy guys.
Well, I have certain expectations for myself, right? And so do you. And after a while, people start to identify you by the expectations that you have for yourself because you tell them what they are.
I'm sort of following you.
Well, take me for example. I haven't slept with a guy because... one reason is that people never think I will. So the expectation becomes more of why I'm not doing something than the actuality of why I don't do it.
No, I'm losing you.
Aw, they're kissing.
You didn't expect me to do that.
That's the turning point in the film there. Now, after that, he makes love to her. It's a little messy, and thus the demon witch arises. That's his name, and the
fun begins. It seemed like such a normal.
But how sweet!
Teen it's like drama. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's so sweet.
And then there's the messy sex that brings the demon.
Yeah, she's explained to him why she like doesn't have sex and blah blah blah.
Reminds me of my first time.
She's like, yeah, and then she turns into an evil demon witch and kills everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. We're a band out in the desert shooting our music video to send them out to clubs to get gigs on the Sunset Strip, and we go out to the desert to shoot it, and that's where.
What's the name of your band?
Is buried. The name of the band was Pink Velvet Envelope.
That's not bad.
I was the keyboardist and backup vocals.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the song to the video you guys were going to make?
Oh, my God. Blood from the Sand, I think.
Oh, there nice. You go. Do you get to sing in the movie at all?
I was singing on set, you know, so they had something to sync our voices to, but they had a professional rock singer actually do the vocals.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But you know the song?
I can't
Can you reproduce it?
Unfortunately, I cannot. I would try.
Blood in the sand.
Yeah. Something about like.
Got some blood in my sand. Blood in my sand.
It was a great
song.
It's
a little bit
country.
A little bit bloody sand.
It was fun. It was fun. You know, we shot that 4 years ago. And,
oh, wow.
It was released last year. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's been.
I highly recommend people see that film because it looked like your typical like teenage melodrama.
Yeah.
Until you find out she's going to turn into a demon witch and kill everybody.
It's the bloody sex in the sand. It's like, oh wait, that's
you can.
That's it. That does a different spin.
It wasn't really
that.
It doesn't. It's a horror movie. It's a B horror movie. It doesn't go porn or anything. But
right. Yeah.
I mean, you see my boobies, but other than that, you know, it's sexy. It's, you know, in a virginal kind of way. I think it's sexy, but
thought it was adorable.
But what, you know, when it goes into
you start
the
ripping
whole thing,
people's heads off.
It's really fun.
I said no.
You can actually order that film, Azira Blood from the Sand, off the website azirathemovie.com.
Excellent, excellent. I was going to ask you another question before I asked you the...
It was the stalker question.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. But I had another question for you, though. So you're typically the killer in your movies.
Mm-hmm.
She just looked at me with these wide eyes like, you're next. Yeah.
And
hidden cameras. It's definitely killer.
You know, someone who has an agenda, you know, or the hero. I wasn't the killer in Psycho Invaders. I was saving the world from aliens, you know.
Thank you.
Well, in the roles that you've been a killer, what has been your favorite way to kill somebody in one of your films?
Mm,
can be the most creative or the one that used the most poultry, whatever.
Killing someone by jamming two drumsticks into their eardrums until their head just explodes. And then I would have to say my second favorite would be ripping someone's head off. That was fantastic.
How'd you do that? Just with your hands? You just rip it clear off?
Just, you know, he tried to get away. No. Didn't get far.
Use your legs, I think, a lot.
Yeah, crawled up. He tripped, grabbed his leg, crawled up on top of his back, and ripped his head right off.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's ask you about stalkers, because we inevitably have the stalker question on this show. Yeah.
It seems to always come up. That's why.
I know, because people always end up having, like, weird experiences. Yeah. So... I don't know. You probably know about my stalkers, Josh.
You have stalkers.
I have to pay them. But yeah, they'll stalk. They'll stalk.
Why do you think I'm here?
Hey, I'll stalk for the right price, I'll tell you.
I just gave up. I was just like, just come on in on be on the show, you know.
$10 a day, I'll stalk anybody.
Yeah.
Except checks, COD, food stamps, you name it. I'll take it to stalk you.
So have you ever had any like weird fan experiences or any stalker experiences?
No,
just any like weirdness?
No, my fans are amazing. Like come to the conventions with the other movies and that I've in or that are out and just the best, just saying the most amazing things and the letters and the emails and they're great.
Have you ever gotten just like a weird or funny letter that you can think of, or email?
A cow's heart in the mail.
No, I haven't. Uh-huh. Just the fact that I've been getting half.
Did you send it to the wrong address,
mail.
Josh?
I thought you were over there. Sorry.
No crazy experiences. I mean, I my first fan letter, I started to cry. I got a fan mail.
That's awesome.
I got fan mail, you know, and just sending out, you know, it was... No, I love them. I had the note on the beginning of my site as it opens is to my beloved fans, how much I appreciate their encouragement and support.
Right. I saw that today.
Yeah. Do you have a place where people can mail you fan mail?
Oh, yeah. If you go to my site, in the merchandise section, you can buy pinup prints, you can buy Tori t-shirts, and you can buy Victoria DeMar calendars. You can buy... you know, some fun things.
Right.
And it's free to join the Victoria
DeMar. Drumsticks to stab people in the head with.
No. No props. No props from the movies.
See, that's where the real money is.
If I keep those things, they're my own keepsakes. I'm not going to sell them.
Yeah.
But, you can join the Victoria DeMar fan club. It's free, and there's an address on there.
Oh, excellent.
Very cool. I've never met anyone with a fan club before. That's cool.
And
I felt instantly cooler.
Autographs are always free. I don't charge for autographs. Some actors do. I do not.
That's good. I should have a fan club.
You should. I would be the first one to
would
sign
you?
Up. I would.
All right, I'll set up the John Daly fan club. We'll have fan club meetings.
Are you going to send? Are you going to sell pin-up prints and calendars too?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah,
I see the calendar.
John
now.
Daly swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
You should do it.
12 months of John Daly and various swimsuit
12
poses.
12 sexy months of John Daly. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I see you on a horse riding bareback through a. Wheat
right.
fields.
I'll be sprawled out across a red Ferrari. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Nice, nice. You're outdoing me now, Jesus.
Right, yeah. What could possibly go wrong? It's like a winning business proposition.
Hi, are you there? Good. Let me try to put you on the air.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm listening to your show, and I think you brought up some interesting points and shit. But
is that Yogi Bear?
This week.
I can't hear him.
Excellent. So you're gonna have to speak up a little bit. But you were listening to my show.
And you brought up some interesting points, and it's been a slow week in the world of business and agriculture, and my cops be snatching my crops up all the time. It's a cold world we live in, and I love you.
Well, thank you.
Radio.
Thanks. Do you have a question for Victoria while she's here?
Yeah, what time do you like to wake up? Are you a night person or are you a morning person?
Oh,
he wants to know the best time to sneak up on you. Should I show up in the morning or at night?
It really depends. I'm sorry, what is your name?
What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, are you still there? What's your name? Yeah, we scared him off.
Oh, no. To answer your question, whoever you are, it depends on what time my call is or my first meeting or audition. It really just depends. I could have a night shoot.
Because I like to do
tonight,
my killing,
you know,
in the morning.
I do my stalking in the evening, but I do my killing in the morning.
Oh, my God. That's just crazy.
Probably some nice old guy.
No, I'm sure he was a nice guy, yeah.
He was saying something about his agriculture.
I heard agriculture.
He said, like, the world is tough, and thanks for being you. And
well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I think he was talking to me, but that's all right. No, he was talking to you.
Of course, but
he was talking to you.
Thanks for being so nice.
I like to wake up in the morning. I was like, that was my first question.
Well, I think
wow.
he's been screaming.
Awesome. You'll never forget it now.
Never forget that.
He sounded like he'd been screaming or something. He was like, yeah. So,
was that a voice box? Or
what time? Like what time do you want me to stop by, Victoria?
Would you prefer me to kill you with a chainsaw or with a regular handsaw? I promise, either way, you'll be dead.
So thanks for calling, caller, and please call again. 213-252-0998 is the number to call. And we only have 10 minutes left in the show, so if you're going to call, you better call quickly. Yeah.
Please call in.
We like our callers.
Love callers.
The kind of creepy ones. We like them too. That was the same heavy breather guy.
Hey,
I don't know, man.
He worked up his nerve to ask you when he can stalk you.
That was crazy.
All right.
I myself am a morning person, so watch out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm awake 24 hours, so don't even fuck with me.
I'm working around the clock, too, so when I sleep is really irrelevant.
That's right. And she has 24-hour security, so just keep that in mind. And a killer pit bull that's not afraid to stab you with drumsticks.
Yes, and a ferocious cat to back that up.
And a ferocious cat.
Cats, those claws, they can get into you and you can't get them out.
Cats are vicious, man. Yes.
What have we gone through the list of all? I don't think you've stated the list of all the movies that you've been in. Do you want to just state the list for all your films?
Like a pretty extensive list.
I just booked my 30th film, so that
wow.
would, you know,
so
I didn't bring
like
my
rich?
Resume tonight. I had to look at it.
That's fantastic. Well, you can post it online or something if people want to.
Yeah,
know.
if they, you know, all the.
I IMDb you.
Yes,
Alicia?
You can IMDb.com, Victoria.
But
Demise.
The thing about IMDb, though, is it's not very up to date all the time.
It takes a long time to update. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that. It certainly does. But you can get a a gist of, and also now on IMDb they have the option of posting your IMDb resume where you can actually fill in all the films, the ones that never got a release, the ones maybe that went to festivals, the ones that are coming out that are in pre-production or whatever.
Did you know that I'm listed in the IMDb, Josh?
Are you?
Yes,
that's
I am.
Awesome. Can I link this to my IMDb page?
Sure. I don't know if you want to be attached to that list. I can only imagine the movies.
I was in Mad Cow Girl by Greg Hakanaka. That went to the Silver Lake Film Festival.
Oh, wait, what is that? That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was a good independent film.
Yeah, yeah.
Locally here in LA, did pretty well.
Good for you.
The guy from Star Trek, Mr.
Leonard Nimoy?
No, Mr.
George Takei?
No.
William Shatner?
William Shatner.
No.
The Russian dude?
Yes.
Chekhov?
No.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Yes, the Russian guy.
The black guy?
No, Chekhov.
Worf? Chekhov.
Chekhov from the original Star Trek was the starring really in that film. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
With the nuclear vessels?
Yes.
Random Star Trek.
Do you have a photo gallery and everything on there?
No, I don't have anything on there. I have like very few credits on there. I need to update it with my own piddly roles that I've done. Okay, well, do you have any? We only have 9 minutes left in the show. Can you believe it?
Sad now.
Did you have anything in particular you wanted us to talk about?
Please come to the midnight screening if you're in Los Angeles on May 19th of Werewolf in a Women's Prison.
That sounds
the
great.
The general admission tickets are $6.
Is that the New Bev?
The New Beverly Cinema on Beverly Boulevard in Hollywood, California.
And you're going to have a ticket waiting for me, right?
I have passes. Would you like a pass? Of course.
Was that subtle? I think that was subtle.
Very subtle.
That was wonderful. Yeah, that's
a degree in psychology coming through right there.
That's two of them.
And if it sells out, there may be another.
Wow.
Nice,
okay.
Nice.
Excellent. Where do you see Victoria DeMar going from here?
All the way to the top, baby.
That's right. That's the answer we want to hear.
Like, I'm going to Silver Lake.
Yeah, I'm going home.
No, I'm going to Sherman Oaks to the set, but
The night
to
scene.
Work. Yeah, but no.
Like, where would you like to go from here, for all of those producers and industry type people who are listening to the show? Where would you like to see your what would you like to see happen next? What's your next move?
Well, there are several films that I have been in now that are slated for theatrical releases nationwide next year.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's the progression of that, working on films that have a bigger budget.
What are some of the titles of stuff coming out nationally?
I would rather not release those.
Oh.
I mean,
okay.
You can check out my website and follow my website for the information, but because...
What was the website again?
ScreamQueenDemar.com, DEMARE.com.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're all in their marketing and advertising and this and that, and it's not really appropriate for me to say, but keep an eye out for me in your local cinema. I have leads and supporting roles, so you won't miss me. And you know, the progression, I'm being considered for several films in the $5 to $10 million budget range, is a real
cool
progression for me.
Yeah. That's great.
And just to move all the way up to the top.
See, that's what I wanted to hear.
Very cool.
It's fantastic. All right. Well, we here at Kill Radio are going to make sure that happens.
So oh yeah.
We're
going to
get
you.
Our agents.
We'll take you
on
at least
right away.
A notch and a half up.
That's right. If not 3 notches down.
No, it's only I've been down, but I'm going up now.
I don't think you've been down as far as we could possibly take you. We could really suck the life out of a career.
Yeah, we can have you at a booth at Sunset Junction giving free haircuts. That's how far down we can take you. Okay, so let's listen to one more song, then we'll come back. We'll say our goodbyes.
Awesome.
You'll have one more chance to tell your friends everything you want to tell them.
Okay.
In 15 seconds or less. And, yeah, that'll be the show. So, we'll be right back after this. Don't go away, everybody.
Space Girls. Dog Chat.
I wanna make you holla.
Don't be afraid to play my game.
Why don't you hesitate?
Hey, welcome back to Standing Room Only. Oh, and it's 9 o'clock. It's time to end the show.
I'm so bummed.
Thank you so much for being on here. It was great. We had a lot of fun.
I had a great time. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody who tuned in. My goodness.
I was going to say you're welcome again.
But at least two people.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
It is good.
And many people can tune into this also because there's a link that
Actually, I know we have quite a few listeners tonight, and it's also going to be, you'll be able to download and listen to it or stream it from my MySpace page.
Fantastic.
Which you can get to on the Kill Radio website.
Great.
Standing Room Only Radio at MySpace. So is there any messages you want to give to anybody before you go? Say hello to anybody? Give any props?
I'd like to give my props to all my friends and fans and family for being so supportive and encouraging. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Be back next week with a brand new Standing Room Only. Don't go away. Best of Kill Radio is coming up next.